This program is intended for audiences over the age of 21. It's adult in nature and not intended for anyone under legal age. Slut Sounds Podcast. Welcome to the Slut Sounds Podcast. I'll be your cock charmer today, and my name is Linnea, and this is my podcast. You can find the Slut Sounds Podcast online at www.slutsounds.com. You can find my personal page at www.phoneflirts.com, and you can reach me on Twitter at phoneflirts. Never try phone sex before? Do you want a quick and cheap way to get off with just a little company? Then I've got a number just for you. There are lots of girls available, and they all work from home, so your call can be personal and as dirty as you want it to be. All major credit cards are accepted, and a quickie will cost you under $14. So what are you waiting for? Just dial 1-888-799-0857. And now for something completely dirty.
Baby, I'm horny. Well, yeah, you were great. But you came twice already and made me want even more. Yeah, that's right. Lick my pussy. It's still all red and swollen from where you fucked me so hard. But look at my clit. You can see I'm still hot for you. That's it, baby. You've got a magic tongue. And you know just where to put it, don't you? Just let me lie back here and enjoy what you're doing to me. Oh, yeah, suck on my clit, yeah. Yeah, shove your fingers into my tight pussy. One, two, oh, yeah. Fuck me with three fingers. Yeah, four. Oh, my God. Yeah, pump my pussy, baby. Make me come. Oh, you know, I want more. I want more. I want you to take this dildo. Yeah, it's my favorite one. Oh, yeah, the really big red one. I want you to fuck me with it. Yeah, fuck me really hard. Oh, I'm a dirty little girl, and I need to have that big toy crammed up my pussy. Oh, yeah, fuck me till I scream. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, slide it into my pussy. Yeah, tease me with it. Make me beg for more. Oh, yeah. Please give me more. Oh, don't make me wait. Push it in all the way. Oh, yeah, that's it, baby. Yeah, no, in and out. Oh, that's it. Yeah, flick your tongue across my clit like that. Oh, God, yeah, don't stop, baby. Oh, God, you see how wet I am? Fuck, yeah. Yeah, slide it in out of my pussy harder. Yeah, fuck me harder. Yeah, pound my pussy with that dildo. Yeah, fuck you, suck. Oh, suck my clit. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, baby. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck me with that toy. Yeah, suck on my clit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck me harder. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you about my friend named Heather. She's a nasty girl, and damn proud of it. She's been a tramp as long as she can remember. Heather is a horny honey with a creative imagination like you have never heard before. Ordinary household items become masturbation tools in her devious mind. Yes, I'm serious. And no, you won't regret calling her. There is nothing dumb about Heather. She is well-spoken and fun. She has a people-pleasing personality. She's cute, but without all that baby talk bullshit, she is entertaining and probably the life of any party she's invited to. But mostly you're going to find her to be nasty with a lot of sick shit in her mind. Heather, and as cute as she is, likes things rough. What exactly that means, I'm going to let you ask her yourself. Fun sex for her is a way to truly open up every nook and cranny in a fantasy. Some of her fantasies probably cross her limits. Some of them are probably not typical, but she still gets it. She knows that they need to be unleashed. If you really crave taboo phone sex, Heather is a babe that won't judge you or your mind. Hell, the nasty little tramp will probably love it. Mostly, Heather believes in exploration, and she doesn't see any reason to put a limit on that. So if you want to have phone sex with Heather with no taboos, just call 1-888-826-9453. All major credit cards and personal checks are accepted. There are even flat rate specials available. You just have to ask. It's discreet, private, and very professional. I talked to a new guy today from Florida. And when I first start out on any call, I always ask a very specific phone sex question. It just helps me to figure out the best way to approach the call. As I state all over my website, I really try to tailor calls to each guy. Once I had the answer to my question, Mr. Florida proceeded to ask me to tell him a real sex story from my life. Now, I don't know why, but that request always makes me pause. It's not that I'm shy, but without an idea of what someone is seeking, I sort of feel like I'm being put up in front of the class and given a pop quiz. It takes me a second to pull it together. Maybe it's some self-esteem thing. I don't know. Also, I prefer to kind of know a theme that someone likes. In other words, my idea of a sexy story might not be the same as yours. In this case, I felt awkward, but I had to pick one, and I just started to tell it. I was just hoping it would kind of work out. There is a difference between telling a real story and an invented, stereotypical phone sex one. A true story needs a setup. It requires a few details on the players in it. And it also tends to make you speak in a very natural tone of voice and have your natural pattern of speech. In other words, I can't tell the story in that monotone phone sex operator pace with exaggerated tones. Even some tidbits of a memory come out at the wrong time in the middle of a story. Small pieces of details you should have mentioned earlier but had neglected. And in a true story, that just happens. A sex story doesn't jump straight to, yeah, I was sucking off 10 men in the bathroom. It has a progression to it. As I'm telling my caller this story, he's totally quiet. Now, this too is a very common event, but it can also be unnerving to a phone sex operator if you're not getting feedback that you're on the right track or turning them on. But like I said, it's not uncommon, so I just kept going with my story. I barely got to the good part when Mr. Florida announced that he had come. I was almost shocked, and rarely do I get shocked. He said he had never had another phone sex girl tell a story in such a way, so detailed that he could envision it in his mind. He also implied he liked the way it was a seduction rather than a bunch of nasty words being spewed out into his ear. He said, and I quote, "You have made this an art form." His compliment was genuine, and it really made my day. I can only thank him back for being such a classy guy. And now for something completely dirty.
Oh, so you're feeling horny, huh? Aw, and you think just because you want it, I'm going to let you fuck me? Aw, well, think again, big boy. What's that? Aw, you're begging me. You're so pathetic. But maybe if you buy me something nice, I might just think about jerking you off. All right, you fetch that baby oil then. Yeah, there, all greased up. Doesn't that feel good? I think you might be able to shoot a big load all over me. Let me get a good grip on that cock of yours. A good tight grip. Let me squeeze it hard and jerk it like this. Now then, it's too late to change your mind. Just stand there like a man and take it. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm jerking your cock so hard, I feel like I could just take it off. Oh, God, your cock's all purple and bulging. You know you're going to have to breathe once in a while. You can't come yet. You're just so damn turned on, you don't know what to do. Yeah, just look at my hand. Just look at my hand stroking your cock. Backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, up and down. It's moving so fast, you can hardly see it. And you still can't let go? Who's in charge here, honey? You see this finger? You see me sucking on it? Oh, yeah. You see me getting all wet with saliva? Oh, yeah. You know where I'm going to put it? Yeah, I'm going to stick it in your ass. Yeah, do you like that? Oh, yeah. Do you like me fingering your ass while I stroke your cock? You like that, don't you? Oh, what's going to come first? A load on my face, or are you going to have a heart attack? Oh, a load? Yeah, you think you can actually shoot a load for me now, baby? With me pumping your cock up and down while shoving my fingers in your ass? Oh, yeah. Oh, that was one impressive load, baby. I'm kind of turned on now. Maybe I'll let you fuck me after all.
I want to tell you a little bit about my friend Veronica. She's the girl next door. Naturally very pretty, automatically sweet, but totally corruptible. Veronica is 19 years old, and she's a history major at a pretty large college campus. She has her own little apartment and a slew of friends. When someone's innocent, they are almost always hiding some secrets and a dark side. Veronica has been having sex with much older men for a pretty long time now. She's had a few sugar daddies, and many of them were close friends to her family. But this lovely girl next door has always been smart enough to maintain her princess facade. Veronica, in reality, is a kinky delight. She's a well-rounded education, which makes her smart. And she doesn't really behave like a spoiled brat, unless you like that sort of thing. In general, she's just a great girl with a great personality and a beautiful voice. She's versatile and more than willing to try something new. If you like the girl next door type, Veronica is your babe all the way. Call Veronica for phone sex with no taboos at 1-888-826-9453. All major credit cards and personal checks are accepted. There are flat rate specials available. You just have to ask. It's discreet, private, and professional. Hey guys. My girlfriend Candy at PantyVixen.com operates her own phone sex line, and it's strictly for panty lovers. Candy has her own panty fetish, so she knows how to lure out you dirty little panty pervs, and she knows exactly how to treat you. So just call her toll-free at 1-877-727-2689 and ask for her $20 special. Thanks for listening to the Slut Sounds podcast. Again, I'm Linnea, and it's been my pleasure providing this show for you. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Check back to slutsounds.com for the newest episode coming soon.